Hello, friends. Welcome to today's advanced radio program. My name is Steve, and I'll be your host for the next 3 days as we talk about innovation. This month's innovation feature, we have lots of new technology to discuss, and I'm excited to talk about it with the panelists in the studio. With me today is Amanda. Welcome, Amanda.
Thanks, Steve. It's good to be here.
Amanda, I'm sure you have a few gizmos and gadgets in your house.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a sucker for technology.
So. And I happen to know your husband is too.
He's more of a sucker for technology.
Yeah, he likes it. It's something that's fun, and it's fun to talk about. Also in the studio, we have Gordon. Welcome, Gordon.
Hello, thank you. Yes, I am here as well.
Gordon, how many gadgets do you own?
I am someone with relatively few gadgets. I often think that maybe I'm a year or two behind, but I enjoy my friends and family having the latest gadgets and seeing what they all do.
Yeah, I remember, I don't know if you guys remember this, I remember where I was exactly, the time and the location of when I saw my first digital camera.
Oh,
somebody, wow. I was at a Thanksgiving meal, and somebody had brought it to the meal, and they were taking pictures, and everyone was oohing and eyeing. Oh, you could see the picture instantly on the back of the camera. I remember that. And it's fun, right? Do you guys remember when you saw your first digital camera?
I'm thinking, like, back in the day when the cell phone came, you know, I was quite young.
Yeah.
You know, I think I was maybe, I don't remember my exact age, but I do remember seeing the brick. We call it the brick. You know, those big cell phones that first came out. Wow, it wasn't attached to the wall. You could, you know, walk around and talk on your phone.
Yeah. I also remember it was a big deal to get a touch phone, like to touch the screen, and you could direct and command the phone just by your finger. That was a huge deal. Now we take it for granted, don't we?
Yeah, we used to dial the phone, right?
Yeah.
And actually, we would say, I'm going to dial the number, but really, we don't dial the
number. We don't dial anymore.
No.
Nowadays, we just press the screen.
Yeah.
But I remember when the smartphones came out, it was when I was at university. So for me, that was a big modern development at a time when I was leaving home and being out there in the world.
Yeah. Well, friends, I don't know if you've noticed this or not. I'm kind of excited because in the studio, this is new for me. It's not the first time it's happened, but for me it is. Three panelists from three different parts of the world with native English.
Hmm.
So you guys out there listening are very lucky. You get to hear a conversation with three different people with native English, but from different countries. So we have different accents and different backgrounds that we all bring to the studio today. I say that one reason because today's article is kind of American-centric. Okay, we picked three different articles from real newspapers. One is from Texas, one is from Pennsylvania, and one is from California. So you guys, I'm counting on you to pick things out that you may not pick up on because of its American-centricism. Is that a word? I just made it up. All right. So that's exciting, and we'll give you some practice on listening to different English accents today. Well, today we're talking about innovation, and it's a tech update. Let's get started. I'm going to ask Gordon if you could quickly read the deck for us, and we'll discuss that first.
Okay. Get your own personal concierge, chauffeur, and a piece of the cloud.
Okay, wow. So there's some big words. I believe the first two big words there are maybe from French origin. Concierge. What is that, Amanda?
Well, that is somebody at the hotel. They're employed by the hotel to help guests arrange things. Usually, if you have seen, you go into the hotel, the entrance, there's usually a little desk there, and that's the concierge.
Right. So if you check into the hotel and you're in a new city and you think, hey, there's a Broadway show or there's a theater show you want tickets for, sometimes you can go to the concierge and say, can you get me tickets for such and such a night at such time, and that person will help get you tickets.
Right.
Right? So it's a very convenient service that the hotels offer, and now we're taking that convenience and that service, and we're bringing it into the home. All right, let's look at the next word, chauffeur. Gordon?
Yeah, chauffeur, as you say, is also from French origin. And here it is a word that describes someone who will drive you around. But it's not like a taxi driver. It tends to be more for the rich people who will have their own driver who will always take them around.
Right. Okay. And I think the most confusing part is at the end. And a piece of the cloud. That's a funny word today. I think 20 years ago, this would be completely nonsensical, but now today we're becoming more familiar with the cloud. Amanda, what's the cloud?
Well, the cloud is up in the sky. No, really, it is to do with technology. It's about storage of your data. Before, you would need to maybe store things on your USB or a external hard drive, but the cloud is, it's being stored for you in another location that you don't have to worry about.
Gordon, is this like a real physical location? Like, can I go to a specific place on this earth and find my information in this microchip? Or is it just kind of circling the globe? What is the cloud?
Well, it's a very interesting question, Steve, because there will be somewhere a physical location where your data will be stored, maybe in a big room full of servers somewhere in the desert. But for all of us, it really is just everywhere on the internet, which is everyone's computer and servers all over the world.
Okay, yeah, it's an interesting thing to think about. All right, well, let's get into the reading. If you have your advanced magazines, please turn to page 20 and read along with us as we talk about Tech Update.
Tech Update. Get your own personal concierge, chauffeur, and a piece of the cloud. Tech Review. Amazon Echo is great and will only get better. I've been playing with one of Amazon's newest gadgets, the Echo, which is part Bluetooth speaker and part Siri. I believe we're all going to have something like this in our homes in the future. If you remember back to the original Star Trek, the crew of the Enterprise could simply speak to the computer and it would answer. The Echo brings that experience to your house. Picture a computer that's always listening for your commands. You control the Echo by saying its name, Alexa. You might say, Alexa, what's the temperature? It has 7 microphones spaced around its top, which give Echo an unbelievable range for hearing commands. At work, I was able to speak to Echo from more than 50 feet away in a conversational tone. At home, I kept the Echo in the living room, and I could stand 2 rooms away at our kitchen sink and give commands. Echo is set up and configured with the help of a companion app on your smartphone. The app is used to configure Echo to join your Wi-Fi network.
Okay, we're talking about new technology, and there's some new technology from Amazon, and it's called Echo. Echo, let's talk about this. What is Echo, Gordon?
So in this situation, the piece of equipment that Amazon have produced is a device that you'll have in your home, which is a computer. And you will be able to talk with it, communicate with it, and it will give you information and update you about what's going on. And there's a whole host of things that it seems to be able to do.
It's pretty cool. It's a cool gadget. I think, Amanda, your husband would like to have one of these.
I think he would, too.
It's a gadget. Sometimes we use the word electronic device or gizmo. We're going to see that word a little later. So Echo is this kind of gadget. It's part Bluetooth speaker and part Siri. Now, what can it do? The author, interestingly, takes us back to a TV show and movie series called Star Trek. And so some things that we saw in those on the screens can happen now in real life, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the author's saying. And Amanda, I know that you're a Star Trek fan, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Were you a fan of the TV show or the movies or both?
Both.
Okay,
yeah, both.
The original TV show. Did you see those?
Yeah, I did. They used to have reruns of that as I was growing up.
Yeah.
So Captain Kirk, yeah,
okay.
James T. Kirk.
Amazing, because that show predicted a lot of technology that didn't exist at the time, but it predicted it would exist. One thing that I think of are the, what are those things they talked into called?
You know, they're personal comm devices.
Yeah, intercom, like, yeah. Scotty, beam me up.
Yeah.
And he would just talk. It looked like a cell phone. It was wireless.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that would be so cool someday if we had that kind of device. And lo and behold, it exists now.
Yeah.
What's something that you remember, Gordon?
Well, I remember they had the sliding doors that as you walk towards them on the show, they opened up.
Automatically,
right? Yeah. And I've been told that at the time there were people on set on the TV studio who would pull the doors back as the actors would walk towards them. But obviously nowadays we have automatic doors everywhere.
Right. Very cool. Do you remember anything that you thought was cool?
Yeah, the doctor would use a pen to analyze a person's medical condition, and that actually gave the inspiration for the MRI.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool. Well, the Echo brings some of those experiences now into our house. So you could give it commands. And I kind of jokingly gave a command at the top of the lesson. I said, Alexa, I want to listen to an advanced radio program. And what would happen is Alexa would go online, okay, and search out the internet for an advanced radio program and maybe give me some options, like what day or what time and so forth, and then I would answer her back. And then I could listen to an advanced radio program. I wouldn't have to do anything with my hands, just my voice and my commands would do it all. Very cool. Okay, bring us into the next paragraph there, paragraph 3, Gordon.
Yeah, so here we have, can you imagine a computer that's always listening to your commands? And you control it by just speaking the name. So the author here has picked the name Alexa, which is the name that Steve used at the beginning of the show.
Okay, yeah.
So we could all pick our own names, I suppose, for our own Echo devices. We wouldn't have to call it Echo.
Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, Echo is the name of the product, but the name inside the product, the, kind of the personality, I'm using air quotes here, is Alexa. Do you think we could change Alexa's name?
Yeah, I think you could call your computer, your Echo, whatever you like.
Give it whatever name you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In that way, it becomes maybe, like you said, like a person in the house, like a secretary that you're speaking to. Like, hello there, please, could you do this? Tell me when my next appointment is.
Okay.
You know, it has the potential, I think, to make your life maybe a lot more efficient. You don't have to go rustling through your own files anymore. You can ask a computer to do it for you.
I like that. And I like the idea of giving it whatever name you want. Maybe I will have one that says Gordon. Gordon, what's the temperature outside?
Yeah, okay.
Well, it has 7 microphones, and that's how it picks up your voice. They're on the top. And it gives Echo a great range for hearing commands. This is important if you're walking around the house doing things and something just pops into your head. What does the author give us as an example, Amanda?
Well, at work, the author was able to speak to Echo from more than 50 feet away in a conversational tone.
That's far.
That is quite far.
That's far.
50 feet, yeah.
It's like using my normal voice, being able to hear me 50 feet away. How many meters is that, Gordon?
Oh, I about would say maybe 20. Is that right?
Maybe 15. Right?
15
to 20. 15 to 20.
Okay.
That's quite far.
Mm-hmm.
And in a conversational tone, Echo could pick up my command. I don't have to shout, and it would be clear enough for Echo to understand it and do it. So that's really cool. So at home, this person has the Echo in the living room, and the person, the author, was standing 2 rooms away at the kitchen sink giving commands.
Hmm.
Very cool. So it's very sensitive, we would say. Very sensitive.
That sounds very useful as well if you're in the kitchen. Maybe you have Echo playing you some music and someone comes in.
Hmm.
Then you can say, oh, stop the music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you can speak to this person who's just come into the room, and you don't have to rush to the other room to turn it off.
Alexa, music off. Go ahead, Amanda.
Well, I was thinking it's also helpful for if you're cooking something and you realize, oh, I should really look up the recipe for that. You know, it can help you with the recipe while you're busy with other things in your hand.
That is great. That is a great thing. Or I'm thinking, hey, oh, I don't have sugar. I say, Alexa, I don't have sugar. What can I substitute instead of sugar? Mm-hmm. And Alexa will look it up on the internet and maybe come back to you. You can use applesauce or honey. I don't know if that's what her voice sounds like. I don't think it would be.
I think it might be more personal than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I hope so.
Maybe we can set our own voices.
Maybe.
A lot of phones nowadays and GPS guides, you can change the accents.
Is that right?
Yeah, so maybe you could have a British accent like mine or a New Zealand accent like Amanda. Who knows?
Yeah, I remember they had the choice between a man and a woman.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, maybe a woman might like to hear a man's voice instead of a woman's voice. Mm. Well, Echo is set up and configured with the help of a companion app on your smartphone. So first you download the companion app, and that through that you can navigate Echo. The app is used to configure Echo to join your Wi-Fi network. So obviously you need Wi-Fi in the house for this to happen so that the Echo and Alexa have access to the internet. All right, we're on the right-hand column now. Let's go to the second reading today and find out what Echo can do.
What can Echo do? Echo can answer reference questions like, how many teaspoons are in a tablespoon? You can also ask about people. Echo can help you keep up to date with current events. You can have Alexa read the news, weather, and sports. You can link the Echo to your Google Calendar and ask about the day's appointments. You can play music from several sources, including any music you've uploaded to the Amazon Cloud. If you subscribe to Audible, Echo can read your audiobooks to you. There are some utility commands. You can ask Alexa to set a timer or wake you with an alarm. You can enter your home and work addresses in the app and then ask Alexa how long it will take to get to the office. The Echo works well, but Alexa is nowhere near perfect. I think when developers begin creating apps and integrations for Alexa, you'll see its usefulness explode.
Alexa, what page are we on?
Page 20.
Nice. Cool. We are on page 20. And once again, in the studio with me, if you've just picked up with us, is Amanda and Gordon. We're talking about this month's innovation article, Tech Update. We're talking about something that's similar to Siri. If you remember Siri on iPhones, that was a big deal. You could command Siri to do things, ask it questions, and it would answer. Do you guys ever use Siri? You have iPhones, I believe, right?
I don't have iPhone.
Okay.
But my fiance does.
Okay. Does she make use of Siri at all?
I have heard her use it in the past, but it's not a common use.
Mm. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, I have an iPhone and I don't use Siri a lot because the times that I have used it, it didn't understand what I was trying to say. Possibly my accent? I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I know that when it first came out, it had some problems, and I think they were making it and updating it, right, so that it could pick up and be more accurate with what it hears.
Yeah, these kinds of technology, I feel that when they first come out, they're groundbreaking, they're brand new, they're going to have some flaws, and as the years go by, they get improved and improved. So Siri still exists in the modern iPhones that come out, and I'm sure they must be better than the original.
Mm. Right. I have an iPhone. I don't use Siri because I'm not really on 3G, you know,
okay.
And you have, that's really why you would use it if you're always online.
Mm-hmm.
And instantly you think of something and you ask it. So, well, anyway, Echo is like this. You can ask it reference questions. I want to talk about reference for a second. A reference question pertains to things that have definitive or definite answers, right? I think of a reference book in the library being an encyclopedia or a dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
You can go and you can find something For example, how many teaspoons are in a tablespoon? And this was something you alluded to earlier, Amanda. If you're in the kitchen and you're cooking and you forget something, you can ask this question. So have you ever asked this question? You like to bake.
Yeah, I actually have looked up this question several times.
Because you forgot it. So you had to look it up again, right?
I used to have a cookbook in New Zealand that had the answer in it. And now being in Taiwan, I don't have that book, so I use Google instead.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a very helpful question when you are baking.
Okay, because recipes will call for a teaspoon of salt or a tablespoon of baking powder, right?
Right.
And which one's bigger, Amanda?
Well, the tablespoon is bigger than the teaspoon.
Okay.
The tablespoon is about 25 grams, and the teaspoon is maybe about 5. So
generally speaking, a tablespoon is about 5 times as big as a teaspoon.
Yeah.
Then, yeah?
Yeah, not exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Roughly.
Okay. Well, Echo can also help you keep up to date with current events. You can have Alexa read the news, weather, and sports. Wow. I don't know what to say about this.
Well, I think that sounds useful. That sounds much like maybe people used to turn on the radio when they woke up. In Britain, we certainly have the BBC that gives you these short updates.
True.
This means you can do it at your own time.
Yeah, okay. Okay, you've convinced me, Gordon.
Yeah?
I thought, whoever uses this is going to be, like, really lazy. Like, they don't do anything for themselves. Like, they'd forget how to open a book and look for information, but I guess it's okay.
It's a bit like the radio, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can play music too. Mm-hmm. Alexa, I want to hear something from Beethoven. And Alexa would go and find it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think one thing I think is handy is how you can link the Echo to your Google Calendar and ask about the day's appointments. Now, I would find this very handy because I use Google Calendar a lot, especially my husband and I, we have, like, synchronized calendars.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That's great.
Because you can be very busy with different events, so it's great to know, okay, well, are we going to be home for dinner or are we going to be out, you know?
Right.
And so this, I think, is a very useful tool.
I'm glad you said that. Yeah, I kind of skipped over that, but every day, after you wake up, you say, Alexa, what's on my calendar today?
Mm.
And she'll go through your appointments, and then you could remember. Good reminder.
Mm-hmm.
If you put your music in the cloud, then Alexa could have access to that and play music from several sources, including the Amazon Cloud. It can read textbooks for you or just books. If you subscribe to Audible on line 19, Audible is a a web page or some kind of app where you buy books? Is that right?
Yeah, and I think because a lot of people like to listen to their books. What do you call that?
These are audiobooks.
Audiobooks. I know a lot of people that rather than listening to music if they're walking, they like to listen to a book, you know, a book being read to them. So this would be very helpful. Or for people that may be sick or, you know, bound to the bed because of illness or however, or older people, they can't move very well. This would be great for them.
Absolutely. And I just thought of something. I have a friend who's blind, and what a great thing this would be for blind people to have the ability to make these commands, and they don't have the ability to see, so they can make use of this.
Yeah, that does sound particularly useful. A lot of the old technology for blind people involved kind of reaching out and finding things, reading in Braille, the little bumps that you get on some documents, but to be able to speak to a machine, the appointment thing particularly that you guys mentioned, that's going to be very useful.
Yes, indeed. Okay, let's go to line 21 and talk about this. There are some utility commands. You can ask Alexa to set a timer or wake you up with an alarm. That was something that we heard a lot with Siri, I remember.
Yeah.
Siri, set an alarm for 6 o'clock in the morning, wake me up, and then she would do it.
So utility means something that is useful to you?
Yeah, something useful, something normal, everyday kind of thing. Not something special, but something day in and day out that you would use, like an alarm clock.
Mm.
And you can enter your home and work addresses into the app and then ask Alexa to ask how long it would take, maybe ask directions. right? Mm-hmm. Something like a GPS talking to you.
Yeah, these are many of the things that you find in modern smartphones. So you can see how this technology is being a smartphone in the house,
yep.
which is obviously just a computer, but maybe a lot more accessible because of these talk commands.
Right, right. Okay, we'll finish up on line 25, the last paragraph. We talked about the Echo working. It's really cool. It's novel. It's interesting. But you alluded to this earlier. Like all technology, Gordon, it's going to have problems, right?
Yeah, I think it has to develop. We see the word integrations here. This is the kind of technology. We've talked about how it's similar to mobile phones, computers, other devices we have. As this technology develops and interacts with our phones and maybe our email systems,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be some real exciting improvements, and we can have all our different devices working together.
That's right. Kind of like having your calendar synced.
Right.
It really makes it more convenient. And have all of our technology synced in one location would make life much easier. Well, friends, we're getting down to the end of our program today. We thank you for joining us for today's innovation article. Let's talk about innovation again tomorrow on Friday. And until then, my name is Steve, and for all of us here at Advanced, have a great day.